This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4.71, down 6.5 on the open. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, May wheat opened at 4.69¾, down 1¼ on the open. July, 4.79, down 3. September, 4.92, down 1¾. December, 4.99, down 3 on the open. May corn opened at 3.58. Up 3/4 on the open. July, 3.67½, up 1¼. September, 3.68, up 1½. December, 3.66, unchanged. March, 3.76¾, down 1/4. May, 3.80, down 5. July, 3.86, down 4¾. September, 3.51, make it 3.81, down 3. May soybeans open at 7.36, up 3¾ on the open. July, 7.48, up 1/2. August, 7.55, up 1. September, 7.63, up 2. November, 7.78, up 3/4. January, 7.85, down 2. March, 7.96½, up 2¼ on the open. May soybean meal opened at 196.50, down 40 on the open. July, 201.70, down 20. May soybean oil opened at 33.10, up 26 on the open. July, 33.58, up 27. At the Merck, May feeders opened at 108.70, down 20 on the open. August, 112, down 17½. September, 112, down 7½. October, 111.45, unchanged on the open. June live cattle, 92.55, up 15 on the open. August, 92, unchanged. October, 95.60, down 15. December, 95.70, up 2½ on the open. May lean hogs opened at 73.95, up 7½ on the open. June, 74.37½, unchanged. July, 74.20, up 12½. August, 73.65, down 10 on the open. And May bellies open at 102.80, down 5 on the open.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Corn, wheat, soybeans, anything in your technical work that would suggest a trend change over the next 30 days?
Nothing that would change what we've been going in, and basically the corn market is can kind of being confined into a sideways type trading session. We're back down to the bottom end of the ranges that we've kind of seen here recently here. Now, I think it's important, though, that these lows hold in here. If not, then you could begin to argue that this sideways trading range that we've had here, let's say here in the July contract, or we'll go with the lead futures here, somewhere between, 40, 1 or 2 on the downside, and 84 on the upside. So you'd probably be looking about a 60 midpoint, 360 type thing. You could call that maybe as halfway point of a move on down to a lower level. So if we topped out here at, 440 or something like that, if you want to average up and you say 360 is midpoint, that means that you maybe have 80 cents downside vulnerability from 360. So then that would say something around maybe the 280, 275 level.
And that's off the May chart?
That would be off of a lead futures chart.
Lead futures chart, okay. And take a look at the December chart and give us the analysis.
Well, December's... Um, pretty much the same thing. I mean, we're sitting here at 363, 364, so we're, you know, checking in here, the low that we made here earlier. As far as downside price objective, you'd probably want to maybe use the midpoint somewhere here around 375. Let's say we had a high here about 4.25. So then you would say 50 cents down from 375. So that would say maybe 3/4 dees is a possibility.
So nothing over the next 30 days that at least from a technical standpoint, that would be a trend changer. Do you look for us then to be range bound even further out than that?
Well, I do have some potential of a cyclical work that might indicate a turn might come here toward the end of May. So we may have a couple, 3 weeks. It could be turning earlier, but the way the market has been acting, it doesn't look like we could maybe find a low until you get into late May, early June. And then you're pretty much at the mercy then of some kind of weather problem that would come along, hot and dry, or, you know, pollination type problem. But, you know, the market is acting as though the crop is going to go ahead and get planted. Now there is some, you know, some corn's going to go in maybe a little later than ideal conditions would be. That kind of puts it in play, though, that we would still have a crop somewhere up close to trend line type yield, and that's what the market is worried about. If you would have a trend line yield with this 90.5 million acre planted, we're going to raise a crop more than demand, so you're going to be building stocks. So that's going to put pressure on the market. And then I think it's probably going to be worried about, if you're going to produce that big a crop, what kind of storage problems, transportation problems, and everything, that what kind of mix could come into play during the month of August and September, just prior to harvest.
Could we not make the argument that in the soybean market we're moving now sideways to higher?
Soybeans is in much better shape technically, but it's no ball of fire either. But it's in a little better shape that you could maybe argue that we have a week or two up in that. But the thing that we have in beans, though, is that we still have a large old crop supply around. And if you have favorable weather, you could still grow a pretty good-sized crop in soybeans, too.
So that you're saying to me the April lows at, I don't know, 751-ish in the November contract is still in play?
Well, you don't want to take those April lows out. I don't think that would be a good sign of an uptrending market if we would begin to take out those April lows.
Turn your attention to the wheat, please.
Wheat is still hanging in there. We had the good run up. We've had a setback. It held key retracement levels, and now wheat is trying to, you know, today here it's up. Probably what it's going to depend a whole lot on is what happens in tomorrow's report, because that's probably going to be a key number here for the wheat market. But the wheat market, if we can kind of stabilize at this point and pull right on up, then that would begin to confirm that an uptrend has taken place. We penetrated all the downtrend lines on the late April rally. We had somewhat of a 50% type retracement back here on the July contract. Now if things begin to hold and you look at a lot of these momentum indicators, we are at the point where the technical momentum could begin to shift back to the upside. And if that's the case, then the wheat market would be in pretty good shape. Now, you're going to get fundamental confirmation one way or the other whether or not we can actually, if we can begin another drive to the upside here to make new highs for the year.
You mentioned the report. Is there anything in your mind that really is going to be all that important tomorrow?
Well, I think the trade is making it out to be more important than what it really is, and I think the reason is that they don't have anything else to focus on. But tomorrow's numbers are just going to be generally estimates. I mean, I assume, I mean, USDA is going to use the March intentions numbers. They're going to put a harvested acre on those numbers. And I don't really see any reason why they would vary much from a trend line yield at this point. So, you know, I think so we're going to have some big supply numbers come at us. I suppose that the thing that's important is what USDA does with demand and how much ending stocks are going to grow. The report is, I think, is more of a benchmark to go up and down from. But the trade, for some reason, wants to make it a big deal, and I think the reason it is that there's nothing else to really focus on, at least at this point, because the crop, the weather pattern is such now that the crop is going to go ahead and get planted in here, maybe a little bit behind average. Once the crop is planted, we do have a crop on the table. So the market will argue about what kind of yield it has and whether or not all the acres got planted and all that kind of rigmarole. That's what we'll trade between now and the end of June. But the main feature here will be growing season weather, whether or not this market can recover or if it goes on lower.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor, you're listening to WILL Urbana.